You know, Dwayne, it seems that every year when we observe 9/11, there's so many stories that come out of it. And it's interesting to see that in today's paper, you have a connection with 9/11 and Alamogordo.
Yes, we do. A retired Alamogordo patrol commander, Lieutenant Al Marchand, was a flight attendant on United Flight 175 on September 11, 2001. And Flight 175 was the second hijacked plane to hit the World Trade Center. It plowed into the South Tower and killed all on board. And Monday, they had a parade in Alamogordo, and the parade route goes up to the New Mexico Museum of Space History, and they have a memorial to remember not only Al Marchand, but all of the people that died on 9/11, as well as the first responders and firefighters that responded to the attacks on the World Trade Center. And Archie Cunamund now lives in Alamogordo, and he took over the memorial, and he was a first responder firefighter for New York City at the time, and he was one of the people that responded to the tragedy.
In talking to Arthur, do you still get a sense that he lives with that moment? You know, what stories he has to say about what happened on that day?
We have interviewed Archie a couple of times, and it seems to us that the event is still in his mind. He wants people to remember everybody that not only perished in the tragedy, but to remember the people that, you know, risked their own lives to save other people, the firefighters and first responders and other people who took it upon themselves to help their fellow human being in a time of need. And he just wants people to remember that incident.
Well, Dwayne, I want to thank you very much for participating in the 9/11 Memorial.
Thank you.